you feel God?
Yeah.
Spirit of God? Isn't that awesome? You know, he doesn't have to show up. It's a blessing when he does. If you don't feel him, why don't you start praying for yourself? Amen. It's something else. I'm so proud of this young lady. You teachers in school, you better be careful. We was talking to her out here, and they was talking about how smart she was. And I never had anybody talk about me like that. And so I asked her, I said, what about you going to decide about going to first grade? And she said, I am. I said, well, would you like to skip it and just go to the second? She said, believe I would. Amen. Amen. She's ready to go, and I'm so very thankful. Well, it's good to be here. And I tell you, I'm excited. I was telling the pastor down here on the pew a minute ago, I'm excited that we make a big deal over a kindergarten graduation. That would be so easy to say, well, it's just a kindergarten graduation. But it is a big deal. Learning in a Christian atmosphere is a precious, wonderful gift. It's not an easy gift to have, but it's a wonderful gift. And if God would touch our heart about that gift this evening, it would be a great blessing. And so we want to listen. And I've been praying and praying ever since Pastor asked me to speak tonight. It's so different. We're not going to be encouraging seniors to take on the world and go to college and all this. We got a young lady that's going into the first grade. You know, I got to thinking, I never had the privilege that you have. I never got to go to kindergarten. Never been there. 100 years ago when I was coming up, it wasn't a kindergarten. Amen? So I just bounced right into the first grade. But there was something I want to share about myself. I never did enjoy school. I never did. It was something I more or less endured. And I would like to challenge young people to fall in love with learning. It is a wonderful thing to learn. And so we need to learn all that we can. So when I was going to grade school and in high school, I never did learn even how to study. I could listen to the teacher and pass the test. And so I never developed a great reading skill. I made A's and B's, but I didn't study. And I wanted to pass. And I get a few nods around here. I'm not the only one, huh? But you young people, I want to encourage you to learn. I mean, it'll help you the rest of your life. Learn. Keep it. Get all you can. Learn the whole subject. Search as much and learn as much as you possibly can, because it'll help you even to serve God the more that you learn. I'm reminded, I won't tell a funny, I think. I'm reminded when, I'm not really trying to promote anything, but Festus Hagen on Gunsmoke, I've always liked that guy. So he and Doc always argued. And if you know anything about the old show, Festus couldn't read. Every now and then he'd get a letter on the show, and he'd have to have somebody else to read. Well, Doc's trying to read a letter to him. He said, why don't you learn to read? And Fester goes into a big argument with Doc about learning. And he says, if I learn to read, how do I know that the writing is right? And if I read wrong writing, then I'm going to be learning wrong, and I'm going to be taking on wrong. He goes over and over that, just wrong writing and me learn. I don't need to learn. The writing might be wrong. I got to thinking about that, thinking about Christian education. Isn't it wonderful to know that our school is about truth? And we want to think about truth tonight. Truth is a big deal. It's big. When we watch the news now, I kind of like to watch the news. But I'll declare, I do not know for sure I'm hearing the truth from anybody. We think Fox News is the most conservative, but I wonder if they tell us the whole truth. The Bible says you can know the truth. The truth will make you free. And I believe with all my heart, I'm a newcomer here. I haven't even been over to the school while it's in session. But I believe this school, knowing Pastor and knowing this brother, based on truth. And you know, that's what they call the church over in China, isn't it? Truth Baptist Church. Learning. I would encourage our young people to learn all that you can. I would encourage every person here not to stop learning. There's no stopping this thing. We must learn all that we can. Until I got to college, I never knew how to study. I never knew how to take notes. Man, you talk about running into a brick wall. When I got to college, it was awful. They signed me up for 18 hours. Freshman, didn't know how to study. Didn't know how to take notes. And I inked out a C average. And it took me the rest of my college to get that up nearly to a B. Huh? You'd just be surprised what that one semester did to me. But I did learn how to study. And I did learn, if you please, how to learn. It's a wonderful thing how to, and education processes a person's thinking. It makes us be able to reason and to come. And then when we pray for God to give us wisdom, and he will take the education and turn it into wisdom. And it'd just be an awesome thing for us. So we must learn. We must understand that Van Drive Christian Academy is a great privilege and a great honor, young people, to be involved in. And I'm very thankful for it. I would say to all of us to get all that we can. Get all you can from God. Get all you can in your field that you work in if you have a secular job. But don't settle for half of what you could have. It's a precious thing that God gives us the ability to learn. It's a precious thing that God gives us information to learn. It's a precious thing that we can learn. Oh, we have different abilities. But I would like to think that probably none of us max out our abilities on learning. So I think that's what school's all about. I would challenge you young people to love to learn. You adults love to learn. When pastors preaching God's word to us, get in, listen, let it come in and let God teach you something. Learning, it's a wonderful thing. So education, that's what school's about, right? I'd like you to turn your Bible over to Deuteronomy with me, chapter 11. And when we had a school down in Florida, one of these verses was our key verse. And verse 19. We're going to start in verse 18. Deuteronomy 11, 18. And God says here in his precious word, let me stop just a minute. Now, what's happening here is Moses is preparing the children of Israel for the promised land, giving them some instructions about God, giving them some instructions about education. And so it's very important. You remember now that our promised land is the mature Christian life. Our promised land as Christians is the abundant life that Jesus come that we might have. And so this all applies here to us. I'll read with me there. Therefore, verse 18, shall we lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand that they may be a frontlet between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children. Speak of them when thou settest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if ye shall diligently keep all these things, all these commandments, which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all the nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. He's talking about knowing his power, knowing victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's all involved in keeping the commandments of God. So our number one study book is the Bible. Amen. Headmaster was saying we start the education with the Bible every day. And man, that's what it is. Somebody was talking earlier that I probably remember when they had Bible in school, and I do. I remember when they prayed in school. And so we do that. Amen. Nothing's changed here about that. But I want us to think about this thing of education. I'd like for us to think about the responsibility of parents. I would like us to understand the importance of it, that our days are, that we might be victorious in the Lord, and that our children might be victorious in the Lord, verse 21. And it's just supposed to be to encompass our life. All the day, when we rise up, when we lay down, on our doorpost, on our gate, it's all about us all the time. Education, us parents that have grown children, we get to thinking sometimes it's all over. We've educated them. They're out on their own. It's done. But we find after a time that's not true either. It just goes on and on and on as we try to encourage, as we try to exhort. One of my main problems is being an older grandparent and great-grandparent is I used to know everywhere my children were and everything they were doing. And now I just know what they're doing sometimes. And that's been very hard for me. Pardon me. But it's so important, this thing of education. And if we parents and us grandparents and us families, we can understand this great need. It's unusual because in chapter 6, verses 6 through 9, he makes the same statements to the same people. This is the second time Moses has gone through this with the children of Israel. And so it has great importance. Over in verse 5 of chapter 6, he says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." And in our text, he's talking about to keep the commandments and diligently seek God and all this. God is the key to learning. God is the key to knowledge. God is the key to wisdom. And we don't want to go anywhere without it. We want to understand this. It is big. It is important for us to get this settled in our heart. Now, you can't take God out of education. Now, most people in our society today have turned the education of their children over to the government. And the government has expelled God from itself and from its schools. Now, that's a great error. They misinterpret, if you please, I don't mean to get political, but they misinterpret the separation of church and state. And they believe that they can't have anything to do with God because that's religion. But the whole law is stated that they can't make a church of the United States like they did in England, the Church of England. That's what the separation is about. They can't say that we have to belong to a certain church. But they expel God. And it's just horrible for us believers. When they take God out of the school, when they take prayer out of the school, it's a devastating thing. And our school systems, our public school systems in trouble. Now, let me be clear. I've got family in the public school system, Christian family in the public school system. I got a son. I've got his wife's in the school system, my daughter-in-law. I've got a spiritual little niece that is a counselor in the school system. I know Brother Grapes is in the school system. Others are in the school system. And they're doing all they can to do godly things. But it comes down from the top. And it's serious. I want us to understand something about this thing. When you take God out, if you take God out of your life, you're not going very far, are you? I mean, especially if you're saved, you're going down. You're going to have a beating. When you take God out of anything, a lot of people think you can separate business from God, church and business. No, no. God is to be in everything. And so it It's serious business. I want to just give you just a few statistics about the educational system. I'm trying to lead up to how important it is for Van Drive Academy to exist. A few statistics. I searched several places, and I lost the source of this one, but I'll give you the name of another one. The one first source I found said that out of the 40 nations that keep statistics on schools, United States ranks 17th. That's sobering, isn't it? Not even half the school systems in the United States. So I looked at Tennessee, how it ranked with the United States. In Tennessee, out of the 52 states, Tennessee is 37th. 37th, just a little over halfway. I looked at Jackson. Jackson ranks 7th, number 7 out of 10, 70 percentile. Gibson County is a 9. I don't know what's wrong with us. But I did a little bit of figuring. The U.S. is 42.5%, 17 out of 40. Tennessee is 71% of that. And that puts us, Tennessee, in the 30.2 percentile. And Jackson is in the 70% of that. And that puts Jackson in the 21 percentile of the world. 21. You don't pass with a 20, right? Hey, this B's got to be 88. 88. I think that's sobering. I told Pastor a minute ago, I think of all the time that I've been alive, it's more important to have a Bible-based good education today than it's ever been. It's ever been. It's so serious. So we can understand something here. We can understand differences. Pew, you know that research group. The U.S. ranks 24th in science, 39th in math, and 24th in reading. Not too good. The pastor told me, Van Drive Academy students hit college wide open. They do well. Isn't that awesome? When I went to school, the school system had the Bible in it. But I confess to you, I didn't study. I didn't know how to study. When I hit college, I had to take a reading course for no credit. And I had to take a writing course for no credit. I was behind, and I made A's and B's. I believe with all my heart that God wants us to understand it is important to teach our children. It's important for our children's life and their livelihood and their relationship even with Christ that we teach them and that we teach them and we fill them and we fill them with knowledge about physical knowledge and about spiritual knowledge. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but nothing is made that was made without God. Everything is created by the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know something. The rules of mathematics. Preacher was talking this morning. He knows that 1 and 1 is 2. Huh? God established that. God established that 2 times 2 will always be 4. I've had calculus. God established all of that stuff. I about forgot it all, preacher. But calculus is a big math. Brother Mickey can tell you more about it than I can. But it's important, this stuff. God set it out. The rules of grammar, God established. God established all the languages at the Tower of Babel. Listen, God had to do and has to do and has manipulated and orchestrated history. History. And so when you take God out of it, they're trying to change history now. God, if you please. It's all about God. Let me read you Romans chapter 11, 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge, and knowledge of God, rather. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him, are some things. All things. Huh? For of him, and through him, and to him, are all things. One of my favorite verses. To whom be glory forever. Amen. Everything God is in the center of and comes from God. I'm thinking, parents, educators, that we need more of God. We've got to have God's help. We'll fall on our face without God's help. And our children are so important. I am so thankful that God gave Paul and I three children. I am so thankful for my babies. Marta is still my baby girl. And I am so thankful that she's serving God. I'm so thankful that she accepted Christ as her Savior. I'm so thankful that she accepted his call to missions. God. I've been thinking some about her of late. How did she, when she's just a teenager going on mission trips. She went to the World's Fair one time as a missionary before she ever met Eddie Ray. And just a heart for God. It's all about him. It's a sacrifice on us financially sometimes to have Christian education. We put all three of our children through Christian school. And we're not sorry for that. Sometimes it strapped us, but we did it. And I want to thank the folks in here that have your children in this academy. And we know and recognize that sacrifice. But we got to understand, education starts at home. It starts with mom and daddy. And they got to be about it. When they sit down, when they rise up, when they walk, when they lie down. It's got to be all over the place. And Van Drive Christian Academy is here to help you. That's what it's for. It's not to take your place. It's here to help you to educate your children in the Lord and in secular things as God directs in those things. It's all about the Word of God. We want to keep the commands of God. I know every parent here, Brother Felix, and proud of this girl. Amen. She is yours, isn't she? I got it right. Yeah. And man, he wants her to grow up and have her days long and have the fullness of God in her life. He's got her in his school. He's at home doing it. We got to do it all the time. Can't turn this over to anybody else completely. How God blesses. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. I've got one that's just now coming into that promise. Just now coming in. Excited about God. More excited about God than she's ever been in her life. Marta's sister. And we're just thrilled. Answer to prayer. Years and years of praying. It's true. When they're old, they won't depart from it. I'm thank God. The Word of God has to be centered up in all education. If God's in it all, his Word's going to creep in everywhere. Everywhere. The Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Behold, I have longed for thy precepts, the psalmist said in 119:40. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Awesome thing. It's an awesome thing to begin to get hungry. It's an awesome thing to just want. I want my family. Our heart must be, I want my family to know everything about God and to know everything that they need to know about the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. To know everything they need to know, how to survive in this world and in this economy. I put myself through college. When I got to college, I didn't have any debt. It took me 8.5 years to get my degree in business. God called me to preach years later, and I said, God, I don't want to go to school again, but I'll go. If you want me to go, I'll go, but I don't want to go. And so he said, well, you don't have to go. And so I pastored about 10 years. God said, you need to go. And so I went, and I got my master's degree. I thought that would be it. I went. He said, don't quit. And I went on and got an earned doctorate. I finally enjoyed learning. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to learn. Hear me, young people. You fall in love with learning, it'll be a blessing to you. I made all A's in my Bible study. Believe that. Somebody talks this country as I do and made all A's in Bible study. It was so ridiculous that my wife says, they must give you preachers special grades. No way you could make all A's. And I took all my Bible correspondence. I was over talking to my prof one time, and I said, listen, my wife says, y'all give us special breaks. He said, us preachers. And he was sitting in his chair, and I thought he was going to fall off backwards. It just confounded him. It dumbfounded him. He was upset. He said, Brother Martis, we have preachers come here that can't hardly pass. And I said, oh, all right, I'll tell my wife. But fall in love with learning. Brother Dave, you're not too old either, huh? Fall in love with learning. Fall in love with learning about God. Important. The day that Van Drive Academy is not about God and learning, it needs to close. God forbid that ever happen. I want you to listen to me now. I want to try to close up here. I want to tell you parents that I already, the longer I've been here, I've heard Pastor Savage talk about his burden for this school. Talk about the responsibility that's on his heart for this school. And I want you to know something that impressed me. It touched my heart. And I know that he and Sister Savage are sold out to it. I know this couple here are sold out to it. I know the rest of the staff is. And for that, I'm very thankful. It's something I don't understand about Christian education is that staff of Christian education are supposed to be paid the least that they can be paid. The least. And many people feel that way about preachers. Preachers are supposed to live on faith. Go home and eat you a meal of faith. Yeah, try it. I never have understood that. When it's his calling is the greatest calling on planet Earth, and theirs very well might be the next. Well, when you take children and teach them the things of God and teach them the things of this world with the principles of God, man, you're doing something. Education in this school is at a high standard. I know that. It's preparing students for the maturity that God talks about in this passage. for the abundant life. Isn't that awesome? We want to surround students with the love of God. It's a big thing. When they see you, brother, they need to see a man of God. Got to see a man. You, lady of God. That's what they got to see. They got to know you love them because you love God like you do. We want to help students when they come to the age to understand sin in their life. That they come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. It's a biggie. Not going to make them get saved, pressure them to get saved. As God touches our hearts and tenders their heart, lead them to Jesus Christ. What a blessing. Help them to be all that God wants them to be. Prepare them if it be God's will for college. Prepare them if it be God's will to go to trade school. Prepare them if it be God's will to go into business or nursing or whatever God leads. We pray that God would call some to preach and some to full-time service for God, some into education, some to mission field. It's serious business, Christian education. It's not a time-passing thing. It's big. And parents, we're telling you we're here to help you to do your job. Isn't that awesome? And we're all about truth. Truth. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you young folks don't get an education, a godly education, to know God and to know his word and to know how to function in this society, you're going to be bound the rest of your lives. It's important time. Don't waste a minute of it. Run after it. I share my testimony how slack I took my first 12 years to try to help you. It's very, very important. We teach truth. We're about truth. I want to talk a little bit about our school need. So I'm telling you that there's a great need for this school, more than I have ever known in my life. I'm telling you that the school has needs. And the greatest advertisement for a school is word of mouth. And everybody in here needs to begin. If you don't know what I'm telling you is true about a school, come up here and find out and start spreading the word about this school. Tell everybody about the need of this school, the education this school is giving. Tell everybody the purpose of this school, and tell everybody to come. Bring their children, and we'll promise to treat them right in the Lord. Word of mouth. The next one is bigger. I want to challenge everybody here that knows how to pray for this school. This church needs to grow. We pray for the church first. Then pray for this school, that this school will grow. Now, I'm not going to judge you. But I would surmise, if you'll let me use an Arkansas country word, I would surmise that we haven't prayed enough. Remember what he said? The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If you're not righteous, get right with God tonight and start praying for this church and for this school. It's important. Just as important, this school, in a nation that's going down the tubes on education, this church is all the more important to bring the gospel to this lost and dying community. We got to pray without ceasing. We got to pray fervently. We got to pray with a burden that God would come and work in a powerful way and draw and begin to draw and begin to draw and begin to draw. That this, the pastor talked about it being a low tide in the school, that this would be the lowest that it's ever from this point on. Would you join us? Would you join us in this prayer? Would you really just get after it? Pray that God will meet the need. The people of this town need it. Need this church and need the school. This community needs this. God knows it. He's got it all here. But he says we have not because we ask not. And we ask amiss that we might consume it of our own lust. We pray for his honor and glory and for the good of others, that God would bless as only he can. Okay. Now let me share something else with you and I'll close. I commented that one of our great desires in the church and in the school is to see people saved. The most important thing on earth is to be born again. There's nothing that takes that place. As I preached to you the other day, that's why Jesus came, to seek and to save that which is lost. There's nothing more important. If it's important enough for the Son of God to leave heaven and come here and die to pay for your sin and for my sin, it's big. It's important that people get saved. And we want every student that comes. It's not a requirement that they be saved when they come. She's probably too young to be saved. Amen? But we want everybody, don't want anybody coming through. Wouldn't it be awful if somebody come all the way through and graduate and never know the Lord Jesus Christ? That would be terrible. Wouldn't it be terrible for people to sit here in these pews week after week and never know the Lord Jesus Christ? So the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is so big. It is so important. To be saved is so big and so important. Paul kind of summed it up in 1 Corinthians 15. You're familiar with it. Verse 3 and 4, he said, "For I deliver unto you first of all that which also I have received." Isn't that awesome? I've been saved. You've been saved. And I want to tell you about what I've received. And he says how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. And that he was buried. And that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. And he did that for our sins. To pay for our sins with his very own blood. And if you're here tonight, I know most people here know the Lord Jesus. But if you don't know him, he died for you. He shed his blood for you. He left heaven for you. Came and died on an old rugged cross. It's a curse. He became a curse for us. He died. Shed pure blood. Because I sinned against him. Because I broke the word of God. All have sinned. I'm not the only one. Everybody in here knows what it is to be lost. For we've all been lost. If you're still lost, he died for you too. Preacher preached on it good this morning. It's awesome. But don't leave here not knowing Jesus. He commended his love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Much more than being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? If thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not a works lest any man should boast. For God so loved the world, us, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to the world, condemned the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Have you believed with all your heart in Jesus to save your soul? We want to give you an opportunity tonight to be saved. If you haven't been praying and supporting this school like that you should, I give you an opportunity to come and confess that to God. And let's get in. Let's do whatever it takes. Let's ask God to use us. It's important. 10 to 12 percent tile is the education in the world in Jackson, Tennessee. Not at Van Drive. Brother, you got a daunting task. Bless your heart, I'm proud of you. It's ours to do in the Lord. In the Lord. Let's stand. Every head bowed. I'll just let Pastor take over the invitation. Bless your hearts.
Lord, we thank you for the truth that we've heard tonight. And we know the statistics are truthful. If there's ever been a need for VCA, it's now. I think of our graduates and how well they've done. I think of the ones who are in ministry, who are pastoring, and those who are on the mission field. But I think of the nurses, and I think of the policemen, and I think of our young men who've done extremely well and have advanced quickly in our military. And I'm grateful for not just the education that we can provide, and not just in the heart of a place where there is safety from would-be terrorists or would-be threat to come up to the building, but also safety in what's being translated into the children's heart and mind. So, Lord, I pray that you would, you know my heart on this. You know how much I've prayed about it. And we're grateful for all of our ministries, our missionaries and our bus ministry and our children's church ministry and our Spanish ministry and our youth and so many things we could talk about. But how desperately needed is this school? And I pray that, Lord, you would help us to grow numerically in our church and school, and that we would be people of prayer. And then we would, as many of us already have, a number of us already have, give sacrificially above and beyond our tithes and offerings and our faith promise missions, to help sustain. And Lord, I pray that you'd meet needs tonight. I pray that we'd have some parents come to the altar and pray for their teacher and for their school administrator and for their staff. That there'd be some ownership to this school other than just some of us who deal with everything that takes place. But there would be some parents who'd come and give a prayer of thanksgiving. And then, Lord, I pray that you would move us spiritually. Lord, we don't want to take a step to the right or the left. We want to step with you wherever you want us to go here. Give us peace in our heart. I pray that you would bless the invitation.